this year. The shorter dry season is expected, even though currently, until the second semester of 2025, global climate phenomena such as the El Niño Southern Ocean Situation, ENSO from the Pacific Ocean, and the Indian Ocean Dipole from the Indian Ocean are in neutral phase. Head of the agency, Rico Itakaramawati, in a statement on Saturday, advised the agricultural sector to adjust the planting schedule according to the early prediction of the dry season in each region. Science and Technology has identified three key transformation areas in its upcoming strategic plan for the development of higher education in the country. The Director General of Higher Education, Hairoon Munadi, on Sunday said the plan will focus on three main agendas: strengthening institutional autonomy, promoting impactful research and innovations, and emphasizing science and technology for sustainable socio-economic transformation. This year, the government will continue the Smart Innovation Card for Higher Education program to promote equitable access to higher education and ensure that I research those who need it most. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Cirebon that has been famous since the 17th century. It features a rich spice broth that is truly tempting. The word empal means beef, while kentang refers to the large pot used for cooking it. The beef is slowly cooked in a broth rich with spices such as turmeric, ginger, and lemongrass, creating a savory and slightly spicy flavor that delights the taste buds. Empal kentang not only offers tender meat, but also a culinary tradition passed down through generations, with each spoonful reminding us of the warmth and enjoyment of the past, typically served with rice or lontong. This dish is often accompanied by sambal and crackers to enhance the experience. More than just a meal, empal kentang is an unforgettable taste experience. Enjoy its deliciousness and feel the authentic flavor of Cirebon.
2, created by Diddy Dorez. The song is about a lonely woman seeking true love. So, here's Napa, we're back with Bug Island and Kajir. Enjoy!
So let's know if you visit Indonesia. We have a lot of natural beauty and also some man-made beauty that locals prefer. So if you wanna visit Indonesia like a local, you gotta listen to this. Well, so you gotta listen to this recommendation that we got from the Indonesian official tourism website, Indonesia.travel. So I'd like to pick Palembang in South Sumatra that is known for, well, the juicy pempek or the fish cake. And of course, there are a lot of places for you to visit. So I'd like to begin with the first one, which is Sekanak Riverside. It is located in a small district in Palembang, next to the Musi River, and the village is known as an residential area occupied by the indigenous people of Palembang. And in here, listener, you can see a fortress and also the houses of those people from the past, and the buildings are mostly over 100 years old. So people say that Kampung Sekanak is also called as the old city of Palembang. And then the next one is the Gudang Buncit Morals. So it is a complex known as a Rumah Baba Buncit, and it used to be a residential compound of Palembang's rich merchant in the olden days called Baba Ang Buncit. And in here they have a lot of murals that people are making, and it's gonna be so colorful. And the thing that you can do here, of course, try a lot of cuisines, Palembang's typical cuisines like pempek and also red bean rice. And of course, if you go to Palembang, it's gonna be all about pempek. And pempek is associated to a special fish called Belida. And because they, well, not only respect but celebrate the existence of this special fish, they create a statue called Belida, Tugu Belida, which is near the Musi River. It's like 12 meter monument in shape and fish with silver color. And the monument is set to kind of tourists with the fish muzzle that overlooks to the Musi River. And then if you're gonna be, you want to be something that is more local, you can go to Pasar 16 Ilir, located beside the Ampera Bridge, and it has a lot of goods from staple food to souvenirs. And I promise you, this place will be way, way cheaper instead of like, well, some tourism spots, because this is where people, the local, really, really came for that one. And then those are the recommendations that you can try if you want to visit Palembang just like a local. And more information about Indonesian tourism, you can get it on their website, Indonesia.travel.
I'm gonna get it.
is made from dried sweet potato leaves, well woven with pineapple fiber. Going from what is ancient Buddha and Western with the Buddha ideas, the magical tale was found for thousands of years ago. Evidence of this protein can be seen in ancient paintings made in historical caves called Sulupatani, in the Yalta Village. The painting describes people climbing sites. Since then, sites have developed and become a crucial game among the Indonesian children. Learn more in the comments. Thank you for your sites. Comment down below.
To get updated from your, well, significant other, but they cannot give it to you because they are not picking up their phone. Well, sometimes it's gonna be, well, the feeling, it's not gonna be easy because when you want to get some information but unable to, sometimes it's gonna be a little bit painful. But if you want to stay updated with accurate and reliable news from Voice of the Nation, Radio Republic of Indonesia stations across Indonesia, the answer is LRE.co.id. LRE.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republic of Indonesia, delivers the latest, the credible, and also comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. So stay informed from a trusted source only at LRE.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
You are my happiness, and you always going to be.
service for Southern Asia. Warmly welcome. Nani Kabiri was just inaugurated as Palimanan Tari Topping Maestro of Cirebon, West Java. Tari Kabir, as a dancer and an artist who preserves to maintain and develop Tari Topping, or known as Topping, has started since she was a child.
Dari sejak kelas 3 SD, kami belajar dalam waktu 3 bulan.
Since the third grade, my friends and I have learned to dance. In 3 months, we could master one dance. Then we could learn even faster, because we could feel the music. We were able to master 5 dances less than a year.
In the Cirebon art is highly influenced by her parents, who always invited Topping dancers in every event.
When I was a child, my mother always invited Topping dancers for events, so I really love Topping dance and get used to it.
In addition, big support from her parents, who are not Topping artists, strengthens her determination to deepen Tari Topping Cirebon, as she explained.
My mom is not a dancer, she used to sell furniture. So if he wanted to practice dancing with Gamelan traditional music, we did a party.
Support from her parents is not in vain. As time went by, Nani, who learned Tari Topping from her teacher, Mimi Suji, Topping Maestro, started showing her skill. She began dancing in Krapon or Palace, as well as national and international performances. Nani stated,
"At the time, Tari Topping on Indonesia's independent state was held in neighboring Jewish communities. Then it went to the national level, as well as Japan and Korea."
Economic condition also encouraged Nani to learn Tari Topping in that. She has told far before Wulansari Art Studio that she leads was officially established. She began teaching when studying at Indonesian Dance Art Academy in Bandung, West Java, that she was forced to leave.
I was forced to stop studying at the academy due to hard economic condition. I live on dance performance because I have become dancer and clapon since I was a child. I thought, even I had not finished my studies.
Since then, Nani has continued to teach Tari Topping. It is not easy indeed to find people to learn Tari Topping that was just limited to people in Keraton. The lack interest of people to study because of economic factor did not decrease her spirit to teach Tari Topping.
At first I said, "Come on, let's study." And parents said they didn't have enough money, so they just did electricity. That's my principle. However, sometimes I face obstacles like expensive accessories.
Nani taught Tari Topping not only in her simple house, but also in some schools in Cirebon City. She kept going despite low payment.
People still said when I didn't get payment. When teaching at the SMK or vocational school, I got 60,000 rupiah. It's just enough for transportation from the hall to Cirebon. But I kept going. I survived for Topping Palimanan.
Her spirit to develop Tari Topping Cirebon deserves appreciation. Before getting aid from West Java provincial government in 2011, Nani and her students gathered money to hire gamelan as musical accompaniment.
When I didn't have gamelan yet, we learned the basic practice with cassette. If we wanted to use gamelan, we gathered money, so they know the difference between music in cassette and gamelan.
The struggle and patience of Nani in preserving Tari Topping happily ended up in her inauguration as Maestro Topping Palimanan in June 2012.
Because I had fought so hard, I did it all in June with my inauguration as Topping Palimanan Maestro.
Although she has been recognized as Topping Maestro, Nani, who often performs Tari Topping in various events, never said special to leave. The woman who has become that winner in family because of her husband, the deteriorating health, gains between 200,000 to 500,000 rupiahs per event.
I have never said tarif. People already know it. They see me as a professional dancer. Sometimes they ask me if I got right to receive 500,000 or 200,000 rupiah. When they started event budget, I said tarif.
The woman, who has taught for more than 10 years, has educated 60 students from various ages. Some of them have even had various jobs. According to Nani, seeing her students perform Tari Topping well is one of happiest things for her.
When I see my students perform, I'm so grateful to be able to teach them and they can perform in public. It means they learn it seriously. I'm proud that I can pass on my knowledge and they can be warmly welcomed by public and officials. I'm so happy.
In addition, the woman of two felt moved because her daughter starts to show interest in Tari Topping.
My own daughter, Fanny, did not want to learn to dance in the second grade. But in the third grade, she joined a competition in Tari Topping without learning formally. Maybe she's so moved when teaching and she also has the talent as well.
The woman, who wants to dance and teaches Tari Topping until growing old, expressed her hope.
I hope art and culture, particularly Tari Topping, do not extinct. I taught my students that even if they cannot perform, they have to have spirit to preserve them.
genuinely hope the government paid more attention to topping art.
When viewers cannot see the result first, I want that every area realizes its potential, helping to develop it. I personally as low-level government officially discreet to help develop the potential.
Now is hope for how to preserve study topping gained a positive response from the government. Head of Culture and Tourism Information Service at Chilebon Youth Sports Tourism and Culture Service, Wahyu Kusuma, revealed.
Walaupun kita punya keterbatasan dana,
even though we face some difficulties, we have annual agenda. For instance, tourism sector has routine activities or programs involving artists to perform at Taman Mini Indonesia Indah Culture and Tourism Park. It is twice in a year, we also incidentally peak down to Bulungan. We perform at Taman Ismail Marzuki Art Center too. Sometimes we are invited to expo in Central Java or East Java and events like the Jakarta Fair. The programs like Braga Festival in Bandung and other cities are included in annual agenda. So, we the government provide access for the artists. The struggle of study topping artists shows more progress. Topping art, which was worried to extinct, attracts the young generation more, as stated by Andrian Rahajo, head of Cirebon Culture Institution.
Kalau misalnya melakukan pembinaan.
Study topping maestros guide young generation so that the next generation can continue the art despite the absence of maestros. Topping is really interesting. It is an energetic dance. Some parts are flexible and full spaces. Audience enjoy it a lot. I don't know why it wasn't this popular. Now, many tourists fly from the Netherlands, the United States and Australia learn topping in Cirebon. Topping festivals and training look so obvious. To maintain and preserve the nation's culture.